Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. This is Mac, and you're listening to Mac's Musings. Tonight's show is going to be a little different. Excuse me. You know how I do what I can to accommodate my guests, and my guest tonight wanted to record his answers. So you will be hearing only his answers, but it will be very obvious what the questions were. But after I do it like a really short introduction, just bear with me as I access the audio clip and integrate it, and hopefully Blog Talk Radio will do that correctly. So just give me 1 second, because I'll at least get it started before I do that short introduction. And why it's not working, I'm not sure. See, this is the kind of thing why I wanted to do it this way. Okay, it should start almost immediately. So with no further ado, I introduce my guest, Marcello Fabani. I guess it's not going to start immediately.
Well, good night. First of all, I want to thank Mark for giving me such a room to introduce myself and my work. Well, I was born in Montevideo, capital of Uruguay in South America. Well, I realized that I wanted to be a movie maker late in life, at 35 years old. But I was a movie watcher since 4 years old, with my father and my mother and my aunt that were great movie watchers, great cinephiles. So I was involved in movies very, very early in my life. But one day I was invited to record a TV show on Hollywood Studios in California, Miami TV show from Miami, from Univision. And, well, my head exploded when I saw all the things that were in the studios, the effects department, the stunts, the props, the actors. Everything was such different as it were in the movies that I was very curious, and I wanted to make a movie. But I was working as an architect, graduated in 1992. So I had work to do, my everyday work, and I have no time to make a full course, a full career in the institute that there was in Montevideo, the Uruguayan Cinema School. So I took a 2 years long career of script writing, and when I finished the career, I started to make my dream come true, and I record or filmed my first short movie. It was called Bus 48. I put it Bus 48 because it was a dead man bus, and we have a tradition here that it came from our ancestors in Italy, that the 48 is the morto chi parla, or the speaking dead man. So I put 48 for this reason. I never made any movies in my childhood or when I was a teenager. I just watched them and dreamed that one day I will be able to make one. The best part of making a movie is when you have the idea, you have to write it precisely with a beginning, a development, and finally an end. And you start to put the pieces together, to produce it, to make the props. I've learned with, I think, the number one of effects master here in Uruguay, Roberto Parada, who taught me how to make my own props, my own maquettes. I make the teeth I need, the props I need, everything I make it by my own, thanks to this professor that taught me how to do it. The part of putting the pieces together for me is the best one, and the worst for me, there's no a worst part. Movie making has given to me so much joy and so much friends, true friends, that I can't say that I hate this or that part. I'm happy of doing what I'm doing, and I do it by hobby, so I'm not running for the money. In my case, I respect all people that do that, obviously, but for me, it's when I'm happy and when I'm doing the best I can and what I want to do. Well, I have a lot of short movies filmed, made, and I remember with special love the one that introduced me to my friends in United States. For example, After the Last Day was a vampire short movie where my friend, professor of effects, Roberto Parada, was the star. And that short put me in the view of another friend, Todd E. Brady, from Colorado, and above all, introduced me to my best friend, Phil Herman, who invited me to make the two last horror tales 666 series, the part 2 and part 3, and then Doomsday Stories and Ashley on Christmas that will be released this year. Besides, I made another short called Bad Reflection, where I wanted to put the problem of domestic violence into a supernatural tale, and that gave me, the opportunity of being known in Argentina also, and other countries like the Netherlands, Spain, and Chile. And short tale that I filmed on the pandemic, locked in my house, called Smartest Creature, was an experiment that concluded in a very successful way, and in all terms, because it was done with two cell phones, one here and one in Colorado, in the hands and the talent of my best friend in Colorado, Heather Carson. Enormous, great, great, talented actress that portrayed a woman with a strong character. So I am very, very happy of what movie making gave to me and all the people, beautiful people I met. And I can say, and I have more friends in the United States than in my own country. Another thing I want to do is to say that I really watch a lot of enthusiastic people helping with in many ways to Phil Hermans and Joel Weinkoop movies that made me feel that I'm part of a special group of people. Special because they are always happy, they're always supportive, they're always lovely, and they take care one of each other. I want to mention my friends and partner in horror tale series, Doomsday Stories and A Sleigh on Christmas, the young and talented Derek Brash, and his wife, producer, and everything in Chibi's films, Nina Trader, my English is awful. My friend Joel Weinkoop, D. Weinkoop, and his beautiful wife, Kathy, my partner and friend James Panetta, the beautiful screen queen but talented scriptwriter and actress Debbie D, and the support and friendship of Nancy Herman, Phil's wife, that made me feel like I'm in a family more than in a group of filmmakers. And that's the best thing I have to say. I belong to a bunch of friends than I feel that I belong to a movie makers association. And that's what it's all about. Person, people, love, friendship, and that's important to me. So I hope my English was not so bad to don't let me be understood. Sorry for the pauses, for the blanks, but I think in Spanish and translate immediately. I need to thank to Mac for this room that let me show a little part of me, and I hope I didn't bore you so much. I'm really happy to be a part, as I said before, of this talented group of filmmakers. And I'm forgetting about a lot of people that I didn't mention, but they know that I love them, and I recognize and I know how talented they are. So have a good night. Thank you again, and see you soon. You can find me on Facebook as Marcelo Favani, at Instagram at Marcelo Favani, and my email is Favani, my last name, favani@gmail.com. Thank you and good night.
Okay, that's it. Marcelo is a very interesting person, and he's actually very articulate. I'm sure you noticed that. Even struggling a little bit with the English, but I've heard worse from people whose language first language was English, you know, and actually sometimes me, because sometimes I flub my words. But anyway, I don't want to talk about me. I just want to say, before I go off the air, thank you, Marcelo, very much for recording this. And I hope many, many people listen to it. And thank you once again. And thank you to the listeners for listening in. And I will have a recorded version shortly. Thank you very much, and have a good night.